Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What are you excited about?
What are you so excited about?
Today we're very excited because today...
It's National Avocado Day.
Avocado? I don't know how to pick out an avocado.
It's so green.
It's green, so it's nature.
Oh, God, it's really squishy.
Too squishy.
Squishy.
Whoa, that's good squishy.
We want to wish everyone a happy National Avocado Day.
Let's get this show started.
Well, happy National Avocado Day today.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I hate to say this doesn't mean as much to me as it does other people, you know, because I'm allergic and it puffs the lips and closes the throat. So, Mike.
And Jody loves the avocado.
I know she does. Most people do. We just had this big conversation on Facebook Live. Morty was in it. I will be celebrating the other holiday. You people all celebrate National Avocado Day and then later celebrate National Orgasm Day. Hello!
We got the reminder earlier in the week.
And yes, we did. Yes, we did.
We all marked our calendars. So.
I don't think we're allergic to that, are we?
Well, no. Let's hope not. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, who brought in his bag of crap today.
Yes, I know. We need to open his bag of crap.
You know, we had a winner yesterday in, with Mike and Carla's big box.
Yes,
well,
yes.
Well, here you go. Let's find out what's in Morty's bag of crap a little bit later
Maybe
on.
Maybe next year, next summer, we do that. What's in the bag of crap? Yeah. Maybe we should do that.
Just
next
register
time,
online,
right?
And you could win.
Yes, you could win the bag of crap.
And then we just send it to
Why
you.
Why not?
Who knows? Show number 19, 1,935.
Yes.
35. So we're getting closer to that 2,000 mark.
I know. I like it.
Day
I
by
like
day.
It.
Final day of July and sad day in our house because it's the final day of birthday immunity month for Jody.
Yeah. You know what sucks, though? I think everybody from, I don't know, the beginning of March on this year has had birthday immunity months.
Or should have.
Yeah.
Or should have.
It's like, what'd you do? Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
Yes.
Sunshine, excessive heat warning today. Carla, high 113. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine on Sunday. High 111. 88 now. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Bryan Cranston did an interview I think this was yesterday. He talked about contracting COVID a while ago. And he donated plasma to try to help others, you know, if he can, because of the antibodies. And he just said, just keep doing what you're doing. Wear the damn mask, keep washing your hands, and stay socially distant. We can prevail.
Yes.
If we follow the rules together. The MTV Video Music Award nominees were announced yesterday. Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga lead with 9, followed by that little nutty Billie Eilish, I love her. And The Weeknd both have 6 nominations apiece. The ceremony is on Sunday, August 30th. Voting is open now. You can vote on a lot of those yourself. So get online. You can do that. Joe Walsh did an interview. This is so funny. We may all, you know, beg to differ on some of this. And the guy interviewing him said something about, you know, a lot of people think you're the coolest member of the Eagles. He said, I'm not, though. I'm really not cool. He said, Don Henley's probably my favorite Eagle. He said, if we had to do a cool contest, I think it would be Don Henley. It may be a tie, but, you know, he said nobody in the band is actually exceptionally cool. He said, we're kind of average cool. And I would have to agree with him on that. Were the Eagles cool? Yeah, but
Don Henley just looks mad.
He looks really angry.
We've said this before.
Yeah, even when he was younger and he had the big hair like you had, Mike. He looked angry all the time. Yes, yeah.
Don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know. I think Joe Walsh is pretty cool, though. He's nutty, but he's cool. Mm-hmm. Love him. And we're going to let you know what song makes you want to dance, even if you're alone. Nobody around. Mm-hmm. We're going to let you know what that song is. Hold off, Mike. We'll play it a little bit
because
later.
You might have your own song.
You might. Absolutely.
All right. We'll do that in a couple of minutes.
Yes, definitely. For now, that is my take. It is a Friday. I'm loving this. It's all brought to you by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
You had mentioned those dance songs when you're alone that you crank up. There's one right there. Bob Seger, Old Time Rock and Roll. But they did a survey. and they ask people, what is your number one dance song?
Right, yeah.
And coming out, top three, Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees, Billie Jean by Whitney Houston.
No, Billie Jean by
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And this song. So this is the number one song that people dance to when they're alone.
I don't care if you are a girl or a guy. You are waving your hands when this song comes on. Everyone is in a gay club when this song comes on. Because I think it's that beat. It's a loud, forceful dance beat.
Just seems like a fun song.
It is a fun song. I remember when this song was first released.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, this is like kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, little Whitney, who couldn't really dance.
No.
But, you know. Yeah.
And I saw her in her prime. And she just stood there, moved side to side or whatever she did.
Yes, she did.
What is your song? What is your song that if it comes on, or every once in a while you say, you know what, I need something.
Right.
So I'm going to put on this song because it makes me dance by myself, alone, in the house, or wherever you are.
Yeah. God, there's so many.
Maybe even in the shower.
Oh, yeah. What songs get you, what gets your feet moving, man?
702-739-9636. I bet you we could put together our own list.
Yes.
Text or call. With the song that gets you dancing when you're alone, when you hear it on the radio, or maybe on your iPod, whatever the case may be. Steve Perry and O'Sherry.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we're talking about those songs that make you dance even when you're alone. Number one, after a survey, Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Michael Jackson at number two, Billie Jean.
Mm-hmm.
And what was number three? Number three, Staying Alive.
Yeah.
So what is it for you? 702-739-9636.
Conga for me, by the way. Conga.
Miami Sound Machine.
Man, that song. Oh, love it. Let me tell you. This is interesting. Somebody said, I have three of them, but Brick House, number one.
Yeah.
That's a great dance song. I think everybody kind of kicks it into gear on that one. Jesse's Girl. Rick Springfield.
Really?
Yeah. Jesse's Girl. Yep. We also got from Chris, our friend Chris DeMarco, Addicted to Love, Robert Palmer. I know. He says, because I'm white and I don't have any rhythm.
I love that video.
Oh, and this song, this is a good one. Judy actually said, Walking on Sunshine. Katrina and the Waves, are you kidding me? That song kicks right into gear.
Hold on for a second.
It really does. Hang on, I think I got you, Mike. Here.
Do you?
Here
really?
You go. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. See it.
Yeah, I see it. Look at John doing the white man dance right there.
Totally.
I got it.
Well, white man overbite right there. There you go.
Letty, what about you?
Lookout Weekend. It's an 80s song, but it's Lookout Weekend, but I forgot who sings it.
Yeah, no, I know the song, and I can't remember who sings it either.
Lookout Weekend.
Yeah. Debbie Deb.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Debbie
there you go.
Deb.
Debbie Deb.
Lookout Weekend,
this was like any 80s song that we were playing at KK or KLUC.
Yeah.
Debbie Deb.
Yeah, that's her.
There you go.
We'll try and get that on
this
morning.
Those were the ones Debbie Deb and Stacey Q.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yes.
Letty, have a great day.
Thanks, Letty.
Thank you.
Mary, what song is it?
Footloose. Now I gotta cut loose.
Yep.
How can you not dance to that?
I know.
I'm
got a few.
Every time, guys. In the car, everywhere.
And I'm so glad I finally saw the original after all these years.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
It was like last month, by the way, Mary.
Finally.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Tom, what song is it for you?
I got to go with Kenny Loggins and the Gopher.
Caddyshack.
I'm all right.
I'm all right.
Because the gopher taught me how to dance. That's the extent of my dancing capability.
Who, by the way, sounds more like a dolphin than a gopher.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yes.
Thank you. But you go back to any of those 80s songs, you had mentioned Shannon.
Yes.
Let the music play.
Yes. Yes. We were talking Exposé.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
All those songs like Debbie Deb.
All the same. All of them.
All right. We're just talking about those songs that when you crank it up, it just makes you dance, even if you're by yourself. whether it be at home, in the car, whatever.
Yeah.
Bethany's on the phone. Bethany, go ahead.
I have a funny story about Stacy Q.
Uh-oh.
Yes, tell.
When my son was little, is right when Gina first came on Sesame Street.
Oh my gosh.
She's not on it anymore. Somehow, my son made the connection that Gina is Stacy Q, and Gina sings Two of Hearts.
Yes.
He listened to Two of Hearts almost every day until he was about 10.
Oh, my God.
He still calls Stacy Q. He still calls her Gina. And if you went to his cell phone right now, he'd have that song in his cell phone.
How old is he now?
He's going to be 30 in 3 months.
I love it. You know, that's another great question. What is that song from your childhood that you still have on your phone? That is great.
Thank you so much for the call.
Love that story. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Mom, you did not call a radio station.
Thanks a lot.
And tell them I still had that song.
I was going into surgery and I heard you.
All those artists back then.
Yes, I know.
Same
I
method, know. Same producer,
yes,
it seemed like.
That's right. Just hit the button.
They were all great dance songs. Aerosmith, Dream On.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, we want to remind people that the fourth annual, Mike and Carla's fourth annual Project H2O going on right now with our sponsor, Subaru of Las Vegas. That's where you can donate and drop off your cases of bottled water.
Yes.
It all benefits the Salvation Army, Subaru of Las Vegas, 6455 Roy Horn Way. That's right off the 215. And the good thing is you can drop it off Monday through Saturday. So even tomorrow, if you don't have time during the week, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., just walk in. They have a spot specifically roped off for us.
Yeah.
Drop off your water. If you drop off four cases or more, talk to Jennifer. She is such a sweetheart.
She is a sweetheart.
She will hook you up with Above the Crust Pizza, Robo Pro Golf, or a $25 gift card to Salute Mexican Bistro and Tequila, Tequileria, while supplies last. But the fourth annual Project H2O to benefit Salvation Army going on. And again, it's over at Subaru of Las Vegas. They stepped up only because our building is closed.
Right, right.
During the week. I mean, it's closed now until whenever. But.
Right. And just keep in mind, guys, I mean, you're talking like 111, 112 this weekend. They need the water desperately. They really, really do. I mean, it's easy for us to get our own water, but it's not for everybody else. So
more information
please.
On our website at 96.3kklz.com. Talking about the weather, hot today. Like you said, Carla, 113 excessive heat warning today. 113 the high tomorrow, and then on Sunday, plenty of sunshine, high 111, 88 now. Here we go, just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a lot of things very uncertain these days, so it's nice to have those constants in your life. And Starbucks says, yes, it is. The pumpkin spice latte will be back in stores this fall.
What?
They haven't confirmed exactly the date, but it generally comes out the last week in August. Uh-huh. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, pumpkin spice latte.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
That sounds a lot better than a cow, a moo cow, no, right?
Yeah, pumpkin spice latte.
If that,
right on.
If pumpkin spice lattes made me act that way, I'd probably drink them more.
Yeah, pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Last week of August when it's only about 102 or so, those will be out for you.
Yeah.
We talk about foods that have gotten very popular. People are ordering. Well, there are other foods, too, that people just, they're bored of eating while in quarantine. Number one is chicken. People are just tired of cooking chicken for themselves. And after that, pasta. They're bored with that, too. I think we've been eating just a lot of crap in quarantine. But, yeah, so that's why DoorDash, all of those other services, you know, they're delivering other things to you, like French fries and things like that. Oh, man. And there's going to be a full moon Sunday morning. It's called the full sturgeon moon. They say it's going to be quite beautiful. And I mention this because also right now they're really cool to watch the Perseid meteor shower. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these. They're so cool. And It's going on now. They say it'll peak, though, around August 11th, 12th, between midnight and dawn. And you can look. You can just go outside and look at night. However, if you want to get a really good look at this, drive out of town a little bit, maybe towards Red Rock.
Mount Charleston.
Yeah, Mount Charleston, something like that, because it's really cool. These meteor showers are very, very cool. So you got a couple of weeks to watch them. So go out at night. That's the nicest time of the day. You seeing that?
Yeah. Okay.
Meteor shower. Beautiful.
Hey, I got it. I might as well use it, right?
Yes, I love that.
Okay.
I feel a little self-conscious, but I like it. I like it.
All right.
I know it. Just suck it in. That's all I do. Suck it in. It's Friday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, I want to play you this. This is from the Tonight Show last night with Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Was on, as a lot of musicians are doing. They're performing, of course, from home.
Right. And you know I love her.
You do?
I do.
And didn't she drop? No, that was Billie Eilish. It just dropped.
She has a new album.
New album.
Yeah.
But this is Alanis Morissette doing A Blaze from her home.
Yeah.
Where, of course, her kids are.
Yeah.
And listen to Alanis trying to sing this song, but her daughter keeps interrupting.
My mission is to keep
great.
Yeah.
I guess at first it was cute.
It doesn't sound as bad listening to it. Watching it, though, she kept coming in, too, and it's like, oh, honey.
What's more funny is that's totally 90s anyway.
Yeah.
Where you have the song and people talking in the background.
Yes, it is. Do it, man. Do it.
What if
she's saying in the background?
I don't need to know.
So that was Alanis Morissette performing from home.
It's a hidden message.
Last night on the Tonight Show, and her daughter, cute kid, just kept interrupting. Yeah.
I don't know.
Doesn't know the difference. Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, a couple of things to watch over the weekend. Right there in your home. We'll check in with him in about 5-6 minutes from now. It's Queen.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3. KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. He's been talking about those things you can actually watch in the privacy of your very own home. And this morning, Jeff, what you have? Three movies.
The first is called The Secret, Dare to Dream, and it's based on the best-selling novel, The Secret. And Katie Holmes plays Miranda Wells, who's a hardworking young widow. She is trying to raise three children. A powerful storm brings this devastating challenge, and a mysterious handyman, Bray Johnson, played by Josh Lucas, into her life. But his presence, his belief in the power of positive thinking, reunites their family spirit. But he carries a secret, which could change everything. I know how popular this book is. And, you know, this is a really intriguing movie because it's all about the power of positive thinking. And I guess we could use a lot of that right now. I was highly entertained with this, but I came away inspired. So it's called The Secret, Dare to Dream, video on demand right now. And number two, The Muppets Are Back. It returns to its variety show roots, and it's described as the first unscripted series, has lots of laughs, all ages appeal, so many memorable moments, and The Muppets Are Back. I mean, I was dying. It's so funny.
Jeff, I know people pass away and all of that. I'm not liking some of their voices. They don't sound quite right, but
because we're original, Carl.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I know.
The next generation's not going to know the difference, trust
me. That's true. Good point.
And what else?
And finally today, we have Shark Week on Nat Geo and Nat Geo Wild. I interviewed Ryan Johnson, who's a shark expert and marine biologist. There's an episode called Shark versus Whale. He got footage of a great white attacking and drowning a humpback whale.
Oh,
it's incredible footage. So the series is going on through August 9th on Nat Geo and Nat Geo Wild. Educational, talks about conversation. It's entertaining. And I talked to him all the way from New Zealand. It's on my YouTube channel. And also with The Secret, I talked to Katie Holmes and Josh Lucas.
Awesome.
You can see my exclusive interviews.
That's why we say follow them on Facebook or YouTube, where you can see a lot of these interviews, or VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always good seeing you, or talking to you at least. Hopefully, we'll see you sooner than later.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great weekend.
By the way, we have one more copy, the anniversary, 30th anniversary copy, Blu-ray DVD of the movie Ghost.
Patrick Swayze.
Courtesy of Vegas Film Critic Jeff Howard.
Yes.
We're going to play the game, Who Said It?
Who Said It?
That's what I said. Who Said It? Echo.
Okay.
On this morning show, was it Carla Rae, John Schaefer, Morty, or myself that said Star Wars is my notebook?
Okay.
If you can figure that out, starting with caller number 9. Now, the phone lines are on hold. We'll get through news and weather. But after that, looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer, 702-739-9636. Star Wars is my notebook. Who on the morning show said that? Good luck. We have Jennifer on the phone. Jennifer, who on the morning show was famous for saying earlier in the week, Star Wars is my notebook?
Sounds like something Morty would say.
Yes, of course.
Good job.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What a shock.
Yeah.
Shock.
Uh-huh.
I'm a nerd. I'm okay with it.
Okay, see? She's one of your people.
Nerds unite.
You got the 30th anniversary Blu-ray DVD of Ghost. Plus, we're going to throw in a Papa John's pizza, courtesy of the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Thank you to Vegas film critic Jeff Howard for giving us the DVD. So hang on the line, and we will tell you how to pick everything up. Jennifer, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you for being there.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Looking forward to the weekend, and that means on Saturday. You know, for the longest time, last few years, we've been collecting cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army. So this year, Subaru of Las Vegas stepped up. And the good thing about this is you can actually make a drop-off on Saturday. So if you work all week, can't do it for whatever reason, and you go, man, I wish I could do it on the weekend. Well, Saturday from 8 to 8, you can drop it off right there at 6455 Roy Horn Way, just off the 215 at Subaru of Las Vegas.
Yes, do it, please.
And as you had said before, Carla, during the summer, Salvation Army needs it more so than ever, although
they sure
can use it year-round.
Yeah, but particularly this time of year when it's so hot.
So if you want to collect some cases of water, you have some extras, want to drop them off, you drop off 4 cases or more, and we'll throw you a bone. We'll throw you a $25 gift certificate to Above the Crust Pizza. They always step up.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
RoboPro Golf, and then Salud Mexican Bistro and Tequileria. Either one.
Do it, man. Do it.
While supplies last, so make sure you do it this weekend if you can. And we know it's tough for everybody right now.
Sure.
But if you could pick up a couple of extra cases of water, donate them, that would be awesome. And we thank you very much on behalf of the Salvation Army. If you want more details, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. As you were saying, Carla, going to be hot. Summertime here in Vegas. Excessive heat warning today. High 113. Maybe some clouds tomorrow. High 113 then on Sunday. Cooling off to 111.
Yo, there we go. Oh,
okay.
Good.
So,
okay.
It's 93 now. Right. Another take. Entertainment news with Carla.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, unfortunately, the Blue Jays-Phillies weekend series has been canceled because two Phillies staffers have the virus. If this keeps shutting baseball teams down, a lot of games will have to be made up. So Major League Baseball is considering changing the rules again, and they may do 7-inning doubleheaders to make up. Oh, my God.
Oh, like Little League.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's
Isn't it, Morty, that Philadelphia is the one hot spot that nobody wants to play because of the coronavirus?
Yep. Oh, boy. Well,
that and Tampa.
Yes.
Okay.
And anywhere in Florida, yes. But I'm telling you, they should all be playing in minor league stadiums in those smaller cities and even here, removed from, you know, the strip, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But
or do like hockey. Pick two or three cities.
Yes, exactly.
And everybody plays there.
Yeah.
And literally create a bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right? Brad Pitt received an Emmy nomination earlier this week for his portrayal of Dr. Fauci on SNL. Yes. And Dr. Fauci said it's kind of surreal that somebody got an Emmy nomination just for playing me.
And it's Brad Pitt.
And it's Brad Pitt.
Of all
yes,
people.
I know it. Brad Pitt, whatever. He walks to his bathroom and he gets an award for something.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Good for him, though. It was pretty good. And Ellen DeGeneres, boy, this has been a big story for a few months now. She's apologizing for what's been going on. People have accused her of just not being real nice in the workplace. I know a couple of people who are writers for her. One in particular has said, yeah, she's not. She put out a statement. She said, on day one of our show, I told everyone in our first meeting that the show would be a place of happiness. No one would raise their voice. Everyone would be treated with respect. Obviously, something changed, and I'm disappointed to learn this has not been the case, and for that, I am sorry. It's the opposite of what I believe. She went on to say, you know, a few things here and there, apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brad Garrett claimed that she bears the responsibility for that workplace culture. He said, sorry, but it comes from the top, he said. You know?
Normally does.
Yes. He said, I know more than one who were treated horribly by
so
her.
So they're saying she's one way on TV.
Yeah.
And she, then, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah. She's, rare. You know, kind of. Yeah. Which is so weird. I worked with her once 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
How was she?
Well, she was great then. But, oh, you know, okay. That was a long time ago.
30 years ago.
Yeah. She was kind of just getting started then, too. And then, you know, she did okay. I'm glad I could help out, Ellen. That's potential.
Good she could step on me.
You go ahead, man. I'd have been nice, though, with my own show. I'd have been very nice. I would have been. Well, whatever. Again, nobody talks to me. Yeah, Carla's doing the Ellen DeGeneres show now. She's doing that one.
Yeah.
That is my take for now, brought to you by D.R. Horton, America's builder, an equal housing opportunity builder.
Morty is always talking about this bag of crap that he gets.
Yes.
And you get it from Amazon? Who do you get it from?
It's from this company called Woot, which was bought out by Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's Amazon.
And other people register for this, or you just sign up for it? How do you get this?
They randomly put out on social media that they're going to be giving out random bags of crap. Well, not giving out, but you can purchase it. It's like $10.
Okay.
But it's so hard to get a hold of. I've been trying to do this for about 6 years, and I've only gotten three.
In all the time you've registered?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so what did you get? Do you remember what you got, your first bags of crap?
Yeah, you know, there's like that pie face game where you got a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Okay.
I got a little stress poop.
Like
the emoji.
Little stress poop. Okay, got it.
I got a bunch of NFL t-shirts, bags.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's literally like it's crap. Like you could get a wall socket. Or
what's the coolest thing or the biggest thing you might be able to get?
Oh, you know those during the Halloween people put those lights out in the yard and it projects images on.
Oh.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Cool.
And it had it wasn't the Golden Knights. It was the Bruins, but I mean, I could swap it out. But yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd swap it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has anybody else ever done this and gotten a bag of crap?
From Woot?
Morty can't be the only one.
No, but you've said before that people have gotten things like iPads and stuff like that.
Yeah, people get tablets. Here's the thing is they put in random boxes these letters, and if you open it up and you get a letter, you let them know. And then they send you another bag of crap.
Oh.
It could be a pallet containing an entire patio set. It could be a computer. You never know what you're going to get.
Okay. So if you've gotten one of these bags of crap, 702-739-9636, to just compare what Morty has gotten...
Somebody's going to say, I have on my porch, and it was on fire. But aside from that.
So you got another one.
I got one.
You haven't opened it yet.
Not yet.
This is your third one. Don't open it yet, because we're going to do that here, and we're going to videotape it.
Okay.
So people can actually see that we're not messing around here.
No.
But if you have gotten a bag of crap yourself, you want to compare 702-739-9636. You really have to start dating somebody sooner or later.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Listen all the time. Quaker every day.
Waking you up on 96.3 KKLZ.
So every once in a while, if Morty's lucky enough, our producer, he gets a bag of crap from this company. Other people do it.
Bag of crap.
You don't know what you're going to get. It could be something so cool.
Right.
It could be anywhere from patio furniture to a Beanie Baby.
Yeah. Yes. And I have people asking, where can I get a bag of crap? It's like, well, you're not that lucky, but it's Woot. Woot.com.
And you sign up for it.
No, it's Amazon. Like, you go on and you can buy things. And this is just put up randomly. Sometimes they hide it and they give you a clue where it's at. And then you have to go and search on the website and it'll pop up and you just have to.
And you pay what, $10?
It's like $9.99. But if you're an Amazon subscriber, you get it for like $9 shipped.
All right. I don't think that's patio furniture.
I was just going to say.
But it could be.
I wonder what that is right there. Is it patio furniture, John? No.
This is not patio furniture. Except for Barbie's dream house.
I can tell you, this is like the most exciting disappointment ever.
Kind of like 365 days.
I wait for it and I check tracking every single day. And then when you open it up, you're like, okay, I waited this long for it. Or
all right, well, rip it open.
All right,
dig in, man.
Something to cut it.
Now we're videoing this,
Mike,
so we can
scissors.
Actually put it.
There we go.
On our website.
Yes. Yes. Very professionally.
Everybody is. The excitement in the room is.
No.
So this
away.
Could be anything from the best, coolest thing ever to, like, just dumpy stuff.
Yeah, like they ask you to post what you get sometimes on your website. And someone literally got 5 wall sockets.
Okay, we're only on till 10.
Yeah.
Okay. No, do it, Morty. Do it.
It's like the kids that unwrap the Christmas presents by undoing the tape.
Yes. Yes.
So it got a little keychain light up sign.
Or you can put your name on it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's cool. Kind of cool. Yeah.
And then this is the bag, because before they used to send it out in a...
So you actually do get a bag.
Yeah, it says, caution, objects in bag may be more disappointing than they appear.
Exactly. Hold on. Let's
That's a great shirt. That could be a John Schaefer t-shirt.
That's my life.
We got a paper cutout for Snoopy. Pumpkins for Halloween. Got a bag of spoons. We could use these here.
They're yes.
Okay, best bag of crap ever.
Ever.
I got a DVD. Oh, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, good for you. That's perfect. No, it is.
The reason why Carla is off, Mike, she's doing the videoing.
I'm doing the
video. We have so many people on this show.
Yes, we do.
That we have to double up here.
Inflatable basketball.
Okay. All right.
Trifold tablet case.
Oh, I thought that was a tablet.
That's nice. There you go. Is there a tablet in it? No.
Not so lucky.
You suck.
I don't know what this is. Oh, it's little tabs, tablets.
Like stickies, little stickies.
Little stickers.
All right.
Okay, this is, this is where the crap comes out.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
that wasn't the crap?
Welcome, baby. It's...
It's
one of those cake pan things, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Cake.
You know what? I just had a new grandson. I'll take that off.
There you go.
All right. Is there still more stuff in that?
There's two more things.
All right. Two more things. Go ahead.
They're build your own Inukchuk. I don't know. It's a bag of rocks.
And not Chuck. That was the symbol from the Vancouver Olympics. It's a stone thing, kind of like the Blair Witch.
There you go.
Okay. It's a bunch of rocks.
Kind of like the Plastic Blair Witch rocks. Project. Yeah. I wish this would end.
And the last?
A book.
Oh. Well, you like to read, I heard.
The Great Texas Hamster Drive.
Okay.
Okay, that actually sounds pretty funny.
There you go.
Okay. That's your bag of crap.
Right. And it's empty.
$10.
$10
for all that stuff.
Of crap. It sure didn't disappoint.
No, it did not.
Sure didn't disappoint, did it?
But it ended just like 365.
It just sure ended.
Rhyme or reason.
Wow. Yeah. So if you want more of that, like John said, watch 365 days.
The movie that Carla's been pimping.
Yeah.
Worst movie of all time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
There's a bag of crap.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah, well, Christmas is right around the corner, so.
I think you got $9.99 worth of stuff.
Yeah. The spoons are probably the best.
Yes.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, this is sad. flight attendant from Florida got home a couple of nights ago, found her husband having sex with another woman.
Oh, okay.
So she hit her husband in the face and then smashed his guitar against the wall.
Nothing wrong with that.
What?
Like an Animal House.
Hit him, but not the guitar, right?
Smashed the guitar.
Yes.
Didn't hit the other woman.
Yeah, just him. Well, okay.
And then she's been arrested.
Most guys wouldn't be mad at that.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
You know, if she slapped the woman?
No.
Or the guitar?
A guy walking in.
Oh.
And seeing that.
If you're cheating, they would. Yeah. If you just had an open relationship, I'm sure. But if there's cheating, you know, I don't know. Marty, maybe we'll just tackle that one on Monday. Wow. Okay.
Or the after show podcast.
And why the guitar?
Oh, well, cheater. Hello.
Pumpkin eater.
Yeah.
Then you wonder why he's single.
Exactly.
That's exactly why I'm single.
Yeah. Why was that a problem? Okay, then. Just, you know what? Eat your chicken. Just hush up.
I don't want my guitar smash.
Okay. Wow. You know what? Squish is listening to us this morning, even he's shaking his head.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right, then.
New TikTok trend. Have you heard about this, Carla? People getting hypnotized to discover their past lives.
Oh, geez.
That's
past
the new,
life regression?
I guess.
Yeah, sure.
New TikTok trend.
And is it Kreskin waving the little thing that I got in that game that never worked?
That guy.
What is that? Follow the
This is Kreskin.
Yeah. Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, what? Wait, get that out of my face.
And back off a little bit.
I think my brother Matt at one time thought he was Kreskin. Matt, if you're listening, I know you were a fan of his.
Like doing tricks and stuff?
We had the game, yeah. And remember, it came with like a little thing that you waved, like, you know, a watch. That
You're getting sleepy. Everybody did that as
a
kid.
Yeah, it's like, I think I am. I think I'm getting sleepy.
And then like 3 o'clock in the morning after trying it all night.
Yeah.
I am getting sleepy.
I'm so tired. Put that thing down. Yes, I wet my pants because I haven't been able to use the bathroom. Jeez. Because you made me.
Jeez. You know what? Fine. I'll fall asleep. Will that help? Let's just move this along.
Whatever. Oh, the only one that did that well. Do you remember Pat Collins, the hypnotist?
Yes.
She was good. Oh, we digress.
We can talk about that on Monday. You know, been hypnotized?
Yeah. Have you ever? Because
really,
I don't really.
I've never done that.
People have tried.
Of course, how would I know?
Yeah, well, that's true. How would I know? I just know I woke up and I had no pants and I was barking like a dog. And I was hypnotized.
So I might have been. I don't know.
Oh, that should just be your other news right there. Honestly. Listen, real quick. In Washington, a woman came home. I think this is a cute story. And she walked into her house, found her oven on and a cooked pizza on her counter, but her car was missing.
Oh, you got a problem with that, Morty?
Yes. Yeah. She saw her car driving away as she got home. Not joking. It's like, and it's a Nissan Leaf. It's one of those, you know, they're nice plug-in. She said, he came back by later, and he said, I'm so sorry. I was in your house for several hours. I got hungry, so I made a pizza. Didn't end up really stealing anything else, and he did drop her car keys off, and he just walked away.
Oh.
So it's all good in the hood, I guess. I don't know. I know he was a really nice car thief, and then he brought it back. So
all right, no harm, no foul.
Made me a pizza, yeah. And a guy in Florida, big surprise, he was caught... Well, just kind of having some fun with himself in his car outside of a Circle K. And when police went to arrest him, he said, I didn't know it was illegal. You can't just do that in your own car.
So he went George Costanza on
him. He did.
I didn't know that we shouldn't have sex with the cleaning lady.
It was just him, though. It was just him.
Okay.
Just him. Wasn't even with anybody else. It was just him in a car. And he said, I didn't. No, it was, you know what? Just claims it wasn't me. I don't know. Wasn't me, officer.
I was hypnotized.
Exactly.
I'm more surprised that Circle K still exists.
Same here. I know. Woke up in a Circle K. I had no pants on. I was barking like a dog. I don't know what happened.
Just having a good time.
What happened, Kreskin? What did you do to me?
Officer Kreskin.
It's Friday.
Boy, it is.
Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Show a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. Well, some good things have come out of the coronavirus. Like a pair of Nebraska sisters, they were recently reunited after one of them became the other's nurse in a COVID ward. Bev and Doris had been looking for each other for 50 years after being separated by the foster care system when they were very, very young, just a couple years old. Nurse Bev shocked when she recognized her sister's name on the patient list. She thought, this sounds like my sister's name that I knew many, many years ago. She used a whiteboard to communicate the news to Doris, who's hearing impaired now.
Oh, geez.
The sister, I know. They now, though, consider the coronavirus to be a blessing in disguise. She said, Doris said, I'm the happiest person in the world. I can't believe I finally found my sister. This is so cool. Good for them. 50 years. Wow. Wow.
Hey, where do you start?
So what have you been up to?
Yeah.
Well,
how's it going?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine.
That is wild.
Especially when you're siblings and you're separated in the foster care system. I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
And it happened a lot back then. It happened a lot.
But what a great ending.
Oh, my gosh.
Great story.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of stories we're talking about. Of course, if you have one, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Or better yet, if you have a local story, we would love to hear about it. Give us your version. Just do that by basically calling us at 702-739-9636. All right, 938. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Recapping the show. Songs that make you dance even when you're alone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boy, there were a bunch that people called in about in that one era during in the 80s.
Where
you know, Debbie Deb, Stacey Q.
Yeah, they all sounded the same. Mm-hmm. All of them.
All had the same sound effects. Clearly, only had one producer.
Right, yes.
Summer girls.
It's a great time. It really was for music, especially if you were dancing by yourself.
Well, yeah, no kidding. Today's
Jeff Howard.
Today.
Do it. Jeff Howard talked about three things you can watch on your TV at home, one including the Muppets.
I know.
He said they're back.
Yes, they are.
After disappointing in 2015. They put them in something that basically, of course, we're not real happy with the changing of voices.
I do not like their voices.
We know it's going to happen sooner or later, but...
I know.
Okay.
Whatever.
And Morty's bag of crap didn't disappoint.
Listen, I posted the video on our website, Facebook page as well. You can go ahead and take a look at that so you can see all of the goodness that was not to be had in that box.
Thank you for the cake pan, though. I think Jody can use that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
A little something for everyone after Modi opened that. Do you want this? Yeah. Do you want this?
People are just going to get random stuff on their desk one day.
Wow, I got a box of
and after
rocks.
A while, we'll finally realize, bag of crap day.
He regifted the bag of rocks.
Yeah. Nice. All right, that about does it for us. Wendy Rush will come in next. She'll keep you company throughout the afternoon. Enjoy that. And, of course, don't forget, Monday we are back. Hey, listen, do have a great weekend. Be safe. Be careful. Dehydrate. Have plenty of water around.
Yeah, hydrate.
By
definitely.
The way, speaking about water, donate to our Project H2O over at Subaru of Las Vegas. Details at 96.3kklz.com. But most importantly, we say it all the time, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.